and some ideas are popular right now, so that there are a number of grocery stores where you can buy them.
Is it T-O-M-A?
T-I-L-L-A.
Then the vegetable you might eat with a steak would be a baked
potato.
And what is the kind that has yellow or orange meat called?
Equally sweet potato or yam.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except that I think I've, you see, you don't get any kind of sweet potatoes except the orange kind nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the dark greenish, yellowish type since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems to me that my mother would say, yes, that's a sweet potato, but it isn't a yam, and the yams taste better.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the yellow kind as yam.
Do you know a variety called Dooley yam?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to find out how to spell it, whether it has an E in it or not. Something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes,
is an onion.
And what about little ones that you eat, stem and all?
We always said green onion in my house. Many people, rather mistakenly, I guess, from the national point of view at least, or the European point of view, call them shallots, or shallots in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
Shallot in French is, of course, something that's neither an onion nor a garlic, but certainly not a scallion. And we don't say scallion.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a mysterious word that people wouldn't understand here.
What's the vegetable that's long and green and often used in gumbo?
Okra.
Mm-hmm.
Some people in my childhood call them gumbos.
Mm-hmm.
But
what is gumbo exactly?
Well, gumbo is any very thick soup that will do with rice for a main meal.
Mm-hmm. Has to have rice.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
God forbid. there were three common basic varieties that we ate regularly. One of them was entirely different from the others. It was simply made up of various greens, chopped fine and almost creamed, you might say. And salt pork, salt meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was used folklorically, you might say, on Holy Thursday, which has obviously some connections with the Jewish Seder, you see, bitter herbs on that day. But the idea that it should have salt pork in it puts it a good distance away from the Seder. You could eat meat, you see, on the Thursday, but not on the Friday of Holy Week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost sure that's one of the few relics of 18th century German settlement in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were many Germans here who came in the 1720s.
Mm.
And it's amazing how little of a mark they've left.
Mm-hmm.
But that is commonest among that custom of Holy Thursday. Gumbo with herbs, with greens.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have 9 different greens for the Holy Thursday gumbo. We have that now and then because both my wife and I like it, but it's very uncommon nowadays. Okra gumbo is by far the most common generally in restaurants and so on. And is usually made with both ham or salt pork and some seafood or other.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, crabs would be the most common. Shrimp also fairly common. If you put fish in your gumbo and people detect it, they stop going to your restaurant. they do that nonetheless. Now that requires okra. And it's cooked with a roux, that is to say, it's very much darkened by burning flour and fat before you start the soup proper. Then you cook the okra in this fat and flour mixture, and only add your seafood.